Day 15. The Queen of Heaven in the Kingdom of the Divine Will. Continuing on the same topic. Her life in the temple. The soul to the Queen of Heaven. Queen Mama, here I am. Your child is at your side, to follow your steps as you enter the temple. Oh, how I wish that my mama would take my little soul and enclose it in the living temple of the will of God, isolating me from everyone except my Jesus and her sweet company. Lesson of the Queen of Heaven. My dearest child, how sweet is your whispering to my ears, hearing you say that you want to be enclosed by me in the living temple of the divine will, and that you want no other company but that of your Jesus and mine. Ah, dear child, you make the joys of true mother arise in my maternal heart. If you let me do it, I am certain that my child will be happy and my joys will be hers. And to have a happy child is the greatest happiness and glory of a maternal heart. Now listen to me, my child. I arrived at the temple only to live of divine will. My holy parents delivered me to the superiors of the temple, consecrating me to the Lord. And while they were doing so, I was dressed up in a festal manner, and hymns and prophecies were sung, which regarded the future Messiah. Oh, how my heart rejoiced! Afterwards, with courage, I said goodbye to my dear and holy parents. I kissed their right hands, and I thanked them for the care they took of my childhood, and for having consecrated me to the Lord with so much love and sacrifice. My peaceful presence, without crying, and courageous, infused so much courage in them that they had the strength to leave me and to depart from me. The divine will ruled over me and extended its kingdom in all those acts of mine. Oh, power of the fiat, you alone could give me the heroism, though I was so little, to have the strength to detach myself from those who love me so much and whom I saw feeling their hearts break in separating from me. Now, my child, listen to me. I enclosed myself in the temple, and the Lord wanted it so, that I might extend the kingdom of the divine will in my acts, which I was to do in it, so as to let me prepare the ground with my human acts, and the heaven of the divine will, which was to be formed over this ground, for all souls consecrated to the Lord. I was most attentive to all the duties which were usually done in that holy place. I was peaceful with everyone, nor did I ever cause any bitterness or bother to anyone. I submitted myself to the most humble tasks. I found no difficulty in anything, either in sweeping or in doing dishes. Any sacrifice was an honor, a triumph for me. But do you want to know why? I looked at nothing. Everything was will of God for me. So, the little bell that called me was the fiat. I would hear the mysterious sound of the divine will which called me in the sound of the little bell. And my heart would rejoice and run to go wherever the fiat was calling me. My rule was the divine will. And I saw my superiors as the ones who imparted the commands of a will so holy. Therefore, for me, the little bell, the rule, the superiors, and my actions, even the most humble ones, were joys and feasts which the divine fiat prepared for me. And extended itself also outside of me, it called me to extend its will in order to form its kingdom in the smallest of my acts. And I acted like the sea, which hides everything it possesses and lets nothing but water be seen. So I did. I hid everything in the immense sea of the divine fiat. I saw nothing but seas of divine will, and therefore all things brought me joys and feasts. Ah, my child, you and all souls ran within my acts. I could do nothing without my child. It was precisely for my children that I prepared the kingdom of the divine will. Ah, if all the souls consecrated to the Lord in holy places would make everything disappear in the divine will, how happy they would be, converting the communities into many celestial families and populating the earth with many holy souls. But, alas, with the sorrow of mother, I must say, how many bitternesses, disturbances, and discords are not there, while sanctity is not in the office given to them, but in doing the divine will in whatever office that might be entrusted to them. For it is the peacemaker of souls, strength and support in the hardest sacrifices. The soul. Oh, holy mama, how beautiful are your lessons. How sweetly they descend into my heart. Oh, please, I pray you to extend in me the sea of the divine fiat, and to raise it around me like a wall, so that your child may see and know nothing else but divine will, in such a way that, journeying always through it, I may know its secrets, its joys, its happiness.